It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Obama administration announced today that it is rejecting a permit for a controversial pipeline to carry Canadian oil to the Gulf of Mexico. Just before Christmas, Congress set a tight deadline for the White House to make its decision. NPR correspondent Elizabeth Shogren joins us now to explain why this won't be the last we hear of the Keystone XL pipeline. Elizabeth, first, why did the Obama administration reject the permit?
Well, President Obama said in a statement that the rushed and arbitrary deadline set by Congress didn't give his administration any other choice. This is a $7 billion project that's been years in the making. There was a hitch last year when Nebraska said it didn't want a pipeline going across an important aquifer. So the company agreed to find another route. It hasn't done that yet, so the Obama administration hasn't been able to review that new route. So if the administration had approved the permit in this unfinished state, the decision would have been vulnerable to a legal challenge.
So, Elizabeth, this rejection of the permit for the pipeline by the Obama administration is really on procedural grounds rather than substantive grounds, rather than on the merits of the pipeline project itself. That wouldn't be the kind of rejection that the environmental movement would approve of. It's not a firm ideological rejection of this.
That's exactly right. And both the president and the State Department have said that the company can reapply for this project. And in fact, the Canadian company that's behind the project, TransCanada, says it will reapply. It says it's firmly committed to the pipeline and it hopes that it can have an expedited project. In fact, it's given a very optimistic timeline of how quickly this could go through the process. But the State Department says today that it won't commit to any fast-tracking of this project, that it has to start again just like it were any other new proposal.
So how might today's decision by the Obama administration, how might it play politically?
Well, within the president's own party, it's a mixed bag. Environmentalists are gleeful. They've been opposing the Keystone pipeline vigorously. They're against it because it would carry oil from tar sands. And that kind of oil is very energy intensive. It takes a lot of energy to produce this oil, and that translates into a lot more greenhouse gases. They've been looking for a victory from the president. They're not so happy with his record so far, and they are gleeful about this.
But labor unions take a different view of this.
That's exactly right. There are some labor unions, especially those that represent construction workers, who consider this a kind of job killer decision, and they're very unhappy.
And then there's the Republican reaction to this decision.
Right. Republicans are furious even before the official announcement came out. They started attacking the president, saying that he was doing away with a very important program that would create jobs for this country and bring in a huge investment, this $7 billion, into the country.
And reaction from the oil industry?
Well, the oil industry argues that the president is basically denying the country a chance to get oil from a friendly neighbor instead of importing it from unstable and unfriendly countries abroad. And so they're really attacking the president both on the jobs issue and on the energy security issue.
So what happens next and how soon might it happen?
Well, Republicans are trying to figure out what to do now, whether they should actually try to pass a law that would require the president to act or what they will do now. One thing is for certain, they will continue to attack the president on this issue and holding it up as an example of how the president is not doing all he should be doing to create jobs.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
That's NPR correspondent Elizabeth Shogren.